every type of handwriting, the degree of the slant also has a meaning. We can even see jealousy, greed, and strokes of depression. And even in the worst case, we can see strokes of suicidal tendencies also. The relations and medical situations can also be analyzed through the handwriting.
Hey guys, welcome to yet another episode of Power of Passion. I'm Nivedita, the host of this show. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. In this podcast, I interview the inspiring personalities who follow their passion in order to help you to find your passion and live it with a purpose and lead a meaningful life. Today, we have with us a graphoanalysis expert, Mr. Naveen Toshniwal, who's running his family business, Toshniwal Cables, for more than two decades. And he has also been following his passion towards graphotherapy and graphoanalysis for more than a decade. In this episode, you will get to know how he found his passion and all about graphoanalysis and graphotherapy in depth. So without further ado, let's welcome Naveen into our show and hear it all from him. Hello, Naveen. Welcome to my podcast.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming and making this happen.
Yeah, my pleasure. And thanks for inviting me.
Okay. So let's just jump into our conversation.
Yeah.
So you were into this family business close to 25 years, right?
That's right.
How did you find this passion of graphoanalysis? Because there are so many fields, right? How did you get that interest in graphoanalysis and graphotherapy?
See, when I was studying in college, I was doing engineering in Calcutta. In the free periods, you know, we used to sit down with our friends. And I want to mention that this graphotherapy, my father also had a lot of interest in this.
Okay.
So I started learning from him slowly. And of course, that time I was quite young, you know. But he used to tell me that if you write T in a particular way, what it means. And if you write Y in a particular way, what it means. And I used to see him get handwritten applications from the candidates whom he used to interview before actually appointing them. So he used to know the character of the person even before the interviews. So that's how I started developing the interest in this field. And in the free periods in our college, we used to sit down and I used to analyze handwritings of the friends. And they were amazed that how the accuracy of the analysis is coming even without discussing or knowing the person so well. That's how I started getting motivation. And over the period of few years, I was motivated by my friends and relatives that why don't you start doing it professionally? The accuracy is so good and you have a knack for doing the analysis so well. That's how the passion started. And that's how I started entering into this slowly.
Wow, that's awesome. So what is graphoanalysis? Can you give us a broad perspective of it?
Yeah. See, I'll start with the basic. The basic is graphology. It is assessing whether two handwritings belong to the same person.
Okay.
You might have heard that there are frauds in the bank,
right?
Or there are police departments who want to identify whether one handwriting is tallying with someone in their criminal records. So they appoint graphologists to check whether two handwritings are of the same person. So this is what graphology is. The next step is graphoanalysis. Mm-hmm. It is actually more detailed and more in-depth where we are doing the analysis of the character of a person through the strokes in the handwriting.
Very interesting. But this field I've heard only off late. So what is actually the history behind it? Can you just explain before we go in-depth?
Yeah, okay. See, you have heard about this science now, but I'll tell you, this is a very old science. Some 2000 years back, there was a well-known Greek scholar, Aristotle. We have all heard about him.
Yes.
He was the first person who actually identified a link between the mind and the handwriting. He used to say that handwriting is actually mind writing. And whatever is there in the mind, it comes out through the hand and through the pen on the paper. So it's a very old science.
Okay. So when you say that whatever is in the mind, it comes in the handwriting and you say it's mind writing. So does that mean that if I am angry, so then my handwriting will be different? If I'm happy, my handwriting, will it be different?
No, it's not at all like that. The spot writing of handwritings, whether you write in a good mood or in a bad mood or in an angry mood, it doesn't matter at all.
Okay.
Actually, it is a reflection of your subconscious. So whether you write in a hurry or whether you write peacefully or whether in an angry mood or in a good mood, basic strokes will remain the same.
Okay.
You may feel that your handwriting is different in different moods.
Right.
But from the point of view of analysis, the strokes will still remain the same.
Okay. So can you just elaborate it more? Because when you say every time about the strokes, so how do you actually analyze it?
See, I'll tell you some examples. If the lower loops, for example, the lower loops are there in the letters Y, G and J. And maybe some people write Z also in such a way that there is a loop. Now, in the lower letters, a person making a full big loop shows that a person is very creative and has a good imagination. If you are finishing a lower loop straight down without any loop, that shows a strong determination in a person. So these are small examples how we do the analysis. Like, let us take the upper strokes. In the upper strokes, you may have a loop, you may not have a loop. If the loop is there in the upper strokes, that shows you are sensitive.
Wow.
And if you don't have upper loops, that shows that your sensitivity is less. Sensitivity means that you are touchy. If someone tells you something, you'll get hurt. So these are two small examples how we analyze the handwriting. Or okay, let us take in such a way that your handwriting can have a straight slant, it can have a left slant, it can have a right slant. Every type of handwriting, the degree of the slant also has a meaning. So I hope this will give you some idea how we do the analysis.
It's very interesting. So in personality, okay, when it comes to a personality of a person, and if they want the analysis to be done, what all do you actually come up with? What all personality traits do you find from the handwriting analysis?
See, everything about the character can be analyzed through the handwriting.
Okay.
I'll give you some examples, like how ambitious you are, whether you have a creative mind, then whether you have long-term well-defined goals or you just have short-term goals, how strong is your willpower, your determination, whether you have short temper or you have habits of procrastination, whether you are a fast thinker, whether you have the ability to grasp things very fast or you take time to study and restudy to understand something, whether you have curiosity for learning, okay? Now, if you go to slightly serious matters, we can even see jealousy, greed, and strokes of depression. And even in the worst case, we can see strokes of suicidal tendencies also.
Okay.
So it's a very amazing science. And the purpose is to analyze and help people get out of these negative traits.
Okay.
If I just do an analysis and leave it, how does it help you?
Correct.
You will just know which you already know about yourself, but how to come out of it.
Right.
That is what the main part is that we will discuss later on, maybe during the interview. That is called graphotherapy.
Right. So apart from the character, what all will you analyze?
See, through the handwriting, we can analyze other things also, like the relations. What type of relations you share with your parents or with your brothers and sisters or with your children or with your spouse. Or even the medical situations of people can be analyzed through the handwritings.
Okay.
I knew of someone who used to do research. He spent 3 years of his life in hospitals, going from patient to patient, analyzing their handwriting. And he is able to accurately detect the blood pressure readings of people. And even what diseases he has now, what he had in the past, and what he is likely to get in future. So it's a very big science.
Right.
The relations and medical situations can also be analyzed through the handwriting. But my specialization and my knowledge is limited to analysis and improvement of personality and character.
That's absolutely amazing what you said now. Even the diseases, even the blood pressure you said.
Yeah.
Just by the handwriting, you're able to infer so much. It's brilliant.
Yes.
Okay. When we were small, they will say you have to write it in a cursive way, right? So if we want, like, even we can wantedly write cursive handwriting, or we can even change the handwriting just for it to look good. right? Sometimes. So what if a person tries to fake it?
See, first of all, writing calligraphy or in a forced way, it has nothing to do with the character analysis. And secondly, analysis is possible only above the age of 13.
Okay.
Because anyone below this age, they will be writing the way they are told in school. Is it not?
Right.
So I should say the handwriting is not set as per their character, as per their subconscious. But above the age of 13, the strokes will automatically change or correct themselves. Leave apart the fact that you have been told to write in a particular way in school, it will automatically change based on your characteristics.
Okay. So nowadays, if you see, we hardly write.
That's right.
Now it's become a very digital world. So we don't even get to write. So the handwriting keeps changing. Actually, when you asked me to write, it's been like many years since I wrote. And to everybody who's listening to this episode, so I want to share this with you that Naveen made a handwriting analysis of mine. And I was very interested to know about what he's going to say. I would say it was like 100% right what he analyzed from my handwriting. He was able to exactly predict my character and everything. It was so accurate. Everybody who's listening, I think if you're interested, you should definitely connect to Naveen about this analysis. So what I was actually asking Naveen was that handwriting definitely it changes over time.
Yeah, that's right.
It changes with age as well as it changes with time. So my handwriting at that point of time, however it is, you will be able to tell me the personality, right?
Yeah, that's right. If you give me a handwriting which is 2 years old, you will be analyzed what you were at that time.
Okay. So when I need to get the analysis of a person, right, it should not be any old handwriting.
Yes, it should be latest and freshly written. Yeah.
Latest in the sense like how many days old would you say? It should be like written immediately and given to you, or it can be like 1 week ago or 1 month ago. How is that?
See, ideally, you should write it on the spot. But 1 week is okay because 1 week, unless something drastic has happened in your life, I don't think the strokes will change in a week.
Okay. Can you also relate this with signature? By signature, can you actually find out the character? Is it any way related?
See, this is a very common question which I get from many people. See, first of all, I want to tell you that analysis of the character is done through a detailed handwriting, which should be at least full page. And the most important feature is the repetition of the strokes. How you are writing a particular letter, in what way, and how many times it is repeated.
Okay.
Now, if you take a signature, what you have in a signature is just maybe 5 or 10 letters. Is it not?
Correct.
So, how can you actually see the repetition in the signature?
Right.
So, according to me, with due respects to others who talk about signature analysis, I don't think there is any accuracy in analysis of a signature. According to me, analysis of a signature is maybe only 0.1% of personality assessment. What is required is a full page where we need to see the repetition of the strokes to correctly assess the personality and traits of that person.
Okay. So you are talking about the characters. So for example, if in a page, there are like T times the letter T is repeated. Okay. So every time the T might be different. So will you actually see the majority of how the stroke is for the most part and then come to a conclusion? Okay, this should be the character of the person.
Exactly. You are absolutely right.
Okay.
You might be writing P or T maybe in 10 different ways. And maybe you'll be having the same letter 50 times on the same page. So it may be written 10 times in a particular way, 5 times in a particular way, or maybe 2 times in a particular way. That defines the prominence of that particular trait in that person.
Okay. This is just out of curiosity, I'm asking you this question. How did they come to know if this letter is written this way, it is actually relating to this personality trait of the person? How did they come up with it so accurately?
Okay. See, now I will answer this question in a slightly different way.
Okay.
I'll talk of myself. I'm an engineer. Okay. What is the role of an engineer? To use the theories of science in industry and in a practical way. Similarly, when we do the analysis, we are told that if you cut the T-bar towards the top, you are ambitious. But why it is so?
Yeah.
That is a matter of research. I just know that the T-bar cutting the T towards the top is a sign of ambition. If it is going low, it is a sign of having self-doubt or lacking confidence in the abilities.
Okay.
So I will tell them to make the particular corrections in the strokes, which is called therapy, so that the person improves. But why a particular stroke means what? That study I am not into at all.
Okay. You were telling about this graphotherapy.
Correct.
Can you just tell about that?
Right. See, as you just said some time back that we hardly write these days.
Yes.
And it's a fact.
Correct.
So the therapy is very simple.
Okay.
I recommend a very simple therapy where you are required to write only 5 minutes a day. Remember, just 5 minutes a day for a duration of 3 weeks. And if you do it dedicatedly and with a positive feeling, the changes are bound to come. There is no if and but and no doubt. Results have to come within a period of about 3 weeks or maybe 4 weeks. So writing 5 minutes a day, even if you don't write at all, it will hardly matter. It is just a question of having a mindset and writing for a few days till you get the desired changes. And once you get the changes, you are free to stop the writing at that moment.
Okay. What about a relationship? Like if a person wants to get married to his or her boyfriend, and then if you can analyze the character of that person, we can still find out if that person is good or not and then go ahead. It helps in that also, right?
Definitely it helps. I have got a couple of people who came to me with boys' handwriting and girls' handwriting. And they asked me whether they can be married. So now this is a very dicey thing. Because, you know, my job is to do the analysis. I cannot tell someone whether the marriage will work out or not. Because people will change over the years.
Right.
I can just do the analysis individually for both of them. And I can tell the concerned person, look, this is the character of the boy. This is the character of the girl.
Hmm.
Now, it all depends on you. How you can check up the compatibility and whether you think that the marriage will work out for them. I cannot really predict or tell them that whether the match will work out or not.
Correct. So this is all about the present scenario. It is not going to in any way predict the future.
Absolutely. This is nothing to do with astrology. I cannot predict the future. I cannot predict the past. Yes, of course, I can guide you in such a way so that you can make your future brighter by getting out of your negativities and your negative traits by changing some strokes and practicing it for a short time.
Okay.
Indirectly, I can help you to improve your future, but I cannot predict your future like astrologers do.
Got it. Okay. So what are the general type of cases who come to you? Like majority of them, what do they actually want? Do they come only for changes to their personality or what changes do they want in their life?
See, I'll tell you some common examples.
Okay.
These days, you will note that people are ambitious, but goals are not defined.
Hmm.
So they don't have any long-term goals.
Okay.
They will be thinking too much that I will do this, I want to do this, and I will definitely do something. But then they are only thinking. The clarity to work towards the goal or define a goal is not there. But they are ambitious. They want to do something. This is one specific example.
Okay.
Another example I'll give you that people are creative, but they are not using their creativity to the full extent. Like we might be having some interests in our childhood, like music, art, or dance. But over the years, as we go into professional life, we are not able to pursue it.
Correct.
So those strokes will start reflecting in the handwriting because you might have had interest in some passion of yours, but you are not able to pursue it. But it is there in the back of your mind.
Right.
So the strokes will show that you are not using your creativity. So these are small examples where we can help people to get out of a situation and define a future or define a long-term goal or use their creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, like people who have short temper, they can be given strokes to get out of this short temper in a very short time by doing the therapy.
Awesome.
See, there are people who ask me, give me a stroke, how to make money.
Okay.
So this is not a logical question, you know, because making money is an end result.
Right.
We all strive to make money. We all work to make money so that we can survive. But ultimately, making money is an end result. I can only guide you to define your goals, build up your determination, build up your willpower, get over your self-doubts, define a long-term goal so that you are able to work harder to achieve your goals or make more money. So this is an indirect way where you can reach your goals. But there is no direct stroke where I can tell you to make money.
Okay, okay. So Naveen, where else is it used?
It can be used anywhere and everywhere. For example, if you take corporates, they take handwritten applications from candidates and they can get their handwritings analyzed to assess which department they will be more suitable in. For example, if you see strokes of dishonesty in someone, naturally, you cannot appoint them in accounts or any such sensitive departments. If you find a person having good engineering abilities or ability to tackle things in a practical way, probably they will be more suitable in a technical field on the floor workshop. You know, these are examples where corporates can use this handwriting analysis. Now, let us take cases of doctors. There are doctors who get patients who are very secretive.
Okay.
They do not want to say what is there in their mind. They can see that the person is in depression. But if they don't speak out, how can the doctor actually help them? So in fact, there are few doctors also who refer patients to me to get their handwriting analysis done so that we can analyze in depth their character. Even if the patients don't speak, I am able to tell everything about them. Based on that analysis, the doctors can go ahead with their part of the treatment and I can give my therapy in parallel. So these are a couple of examples where handwriting analysis can be used.
Oh, okay, wonderful. You have spoken in depth about graph analysis, how much it is helping a person, how much it can help a person to move towards success and all that. So how do you feel doing this as per your passion, Naveen?
See, it's a very nice feeling. First of all, you are pursuing a passion. If you are pursuing a passion, you get a lot of satisfaction.
Right.
And indirectly, you are helping people. The intention is to help people to improve. And that gives a lot of satisfaction and happiness when you are pursuing a passion.
Okay. So what is the advice you would like to give to people who actually want to follow their passion?
See, I would always say you must follow your passion sometime in your life other than your main profession, because it will definitely give you satisfaction and you will feel very happy that at least you are doing something and pursuing your passion rather than just following your profession.
Wonderful, Naveen. Let's jump into a rapid fire round, okay? Which is like 10 questions I would ask you in random, and whatever comes to your mind first, you can tell it.
Okay, fine.
Shall we start?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay. The celebrity whose handwriting you want to analyze.
I have already analyzed handwritings of Trump and Biden at the time of elections. And this was published in one interview in Hyderabad.
Awesome. So in future, whom would you like to do?
Well, I really don't know. If something like this comes up, I will definitely take that opportunity.
But you don't have anyone in mind like it'll be nice if I analyze this person's handwriting. Haven't you got any thought like that?
Maybe Narendra Modi ji.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay, so during this process of grapho analysis, did you come across any funny incident?
Yes, there are a couple of episodes. You know, once a person came to me, I could analyze that the person has got extremely bad temper.
Okay.
And when I told him, you have a nasty temper, he just got up and shouted at me, "How can you say that? I don't have any temper." So what does that show? So that was a funny incident.
Wow, that's why I asked you.
Yeah.
One skill that you want to learn?
Maybe analysis of people's medical issues, as I was talking about, through the handwriting. That would be something that will be a great learning, I think.
Yeah, it will add more value to whatever you're doing.
Yes.
Okay. What's the best moment in your life so far?
Yeah, I will relate this to graphotherapy. I got a girl who was having strokes of suicidal tendencies. So I was able to help her come out of it.
Wonderful.
By forcing her to do the therapy. She was reluctant initially, but when she did it, she came out of it. And that has given me a lot of satisfaction and happiness that I have been able to use my knowledge and talent to genuinely help someone come out of a very dangerous situation.
Very nice to hear that. Okay. Your inspiration?
inspiration, my father, my mother, and my entire family, my wife, my son, my daughter, they all inspire me and motivate me.
Wow. Telling family as an inspiration, I would consider that as the biggest happiness.
And it's a fact also.
Very good. Very happy for you. Okay. The book that you would recommend the listeners to read?
See, honestly, I was never a good reader. When I read, I only read about graphotherapy. I can recommend that book if someone is interested. Handwriting Analysis and something like that by M.N. Bunker. Author name is M.N. Bunker.
Okay.
So I'll give the details if someone is interested.
Sure. What is the biggest lesson you have learned from your life?
Yeah, I can just say never take a hasty decision. Go into details and take a decision only after knowing all pros and cons of what you are about to do.
Okay. The wrong belief you had and how you overcame it.
I have gone through this. See, I'll give you a specific example. I was invited by ISB Hyderabad for a presentation on graphotherapy. And I never thought that I was a good orator or a confident speaker. So I lost my confidence totally at that moment. It was a very good opportunity and I was happy that they called me. But then I needed to get back my motivation and the confidence to present some 500,000 members in that session there. So that was the time I did my own therapy for 2 weeks to get over this self-doubt and build up my confidence to address that particular session. And I was able to come out of it.
Awesome. If you were to time travel, what would you be doing?
I would probably go back to Aristotle and ask him how he was able to detect a link between the handwriting and the mind. It's amazing.
Okay, the question that I asked you.
Yeah.
Okay, very nice. So we have one more question to go, Naveen. Before that, what is your message to the listeners?
At this moment, my message would be very safe in your homes. Take care. And in this crisis time, try to write something every day so that you don't lose the habit of writing altogether. And whenever required, you can also take a small therapy in this tough time so that you are able to get over your negative traits.
Very nice. Okay. So we have reached the last question of this round, which is, if you are given the power to change the world in a day, what is that one thing you will do?
I think I would look forward to remove the hatred which people have for one another.
Okay.
Because, you know, that is the root cause for all the problems and probably the diseases which are spreading in the world. It's all related to the mind, I think.
Okay. So thank you so much, Naveen, for spending all this time with us and telling us so much in detail about what is graphoanalysis, how a person can actually do the therapy and come out of it or have success in his life in whatever way they want. It was really, really a very mind-blowing session because we got to know a lot of things and I'm sure the listeners would have gotten a lot of benefit out of this. So thank you so much again. Pleasure to have you on my show.
And my pleasure too that you have invited me and you have considered this subject as something which should be known by the people. Because the awareness about this subject in India especially is very less. And I really thank you for giving me this opportunity to spread some awareness about this science.
Thank you so much again, Naveen. And to all listeners, if you want to connect to Naveen, you can message me and I will connect you to him. And thank you so much, guys, for your time and listening to this episode. I'm sure it would have added a lot of value to your life. And if you get a chance, definitely try doing the analysis with Naveen. And if you enjoyed listening to this episode, please do subscribe to my podcast and share it with your family, friends and colleagues. And give it a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. And please don't forget to share your comments on what you think about this episode. You can connect to me on Instagram at Power of Passion. And I will catch you next week on another inspiring episode of Power of Passion. Until then, stay home and stay safe. And most importantly, do what you love. Thank you.